They joined their retreating comrades in a dash to the east, away from the Easy Company fire. This made the target bigger. Lieutenant Reese had brought the machine guns forward by this time. Private Cobb set his up and began putting long-distance fire on the routed German troops. The surviving German troops reached a grove of trees where there was another road leading to the river. As Winters observed, they swung left and began to follow that road to the river. Winters got on the radio and called for artillery. British guns began pounding away at the main force of retreating Germans. Winters wanted to push down to the river on his road to cut off the Germans at the river, but 35 men against the 150 or so surviving Germans was not good odds. He got on the radio again to ask 2nd Battalion HQ for support. HQ promised to send a platoon from Fox Company. Waiting for the reinforcements, Winters made a head count and reorganized. He had one man dead, Dukeman, and four wounded. 11 Germans had surrendered. Liebgott, slightly wounded in the arm, was a walking casualty. Winters ordered him to take the prisoners back to the battalion CP and then get himself tended by Dr. Nevels. Then he remembered that Liebgott, a good combat soldier, had a reputation of being very rough on prisoners. He also heard Liebgott respond to his order with the words, "Oh boy, I'll take care of them." "There are 11 prisoners," Winters said, "and I want 11 prisoners turned over to battalion." Liebgott began to throw a tantrum. Winters dropped his M1 to his hip, threw off the safety, pointed it at Liebgott, and said, "Liebgott, drop all your ammunition and empty your rifle." Liebgott swore and grumbled, but did as he was ordered. "Now," said Winters, "you can put one round in your rifle. If you drop a prisoner, the rest will jump you." Winters noticed a German officer who had been pacing back and forth, obviously nervous and concerned over Liebgott's exuberance when he first got the assignment. Evidently, the officer understood English. When he heard Winters' further orders, he relaxed. Liebgott brought all 11 prisoners back to Battalion HQ. Winters knew that for certain, as he checked later that day with Nixon. The ferry crossing the Germans had used to get over and now would need to get back was at the end of the road Easy Company was on. Winters wanted to get there before they did. When the platoon from Fox Company arrived, bringing more ammunition, Winters redistributed the ammo and then gave his orders. He set up a base of fire with half the 60 or so men under his command, then had the other half move forward 100 meters, stop and set up its own base of fire, and leapfrogged the first group down the road.